All right, so this is the second recording I'll be doing. With this, I'd like to show you a little bit more about the understandings behind tail recursion and how we can get it to work. And the general idea here is that, I'm gonna look at a language that we're more familiar with, like Java or C, and go through an example where I'm going to have a naive loop. We will then convert it to be recursive. We'll then look at how we can take the recursive and iterative versions and actually produce an efficient tail recursive. Now I'm still going to be using the sumList function essentially that we looked at earlier. And again, if you have loaded the video, please make sure that you don't click play yet. On go, you can hit play and we'll be synchronized together here. So 3, 2, 1, go. All right, so here we are in the terminal. I guess first what I'd like to do is just bring up a shell where I can type in some code. So let's start by launching our IDE. And I'm just going to be typing in C++ here. I'm not going to be including anything. I'm just going to be writing functions. Okay. So suppose we had our own type T, and we wanted to sum everything in this list. So we're going to return a type T. Maybe we want to call this sum. We're going to accept the pointer of T. Maybe call this data, and a size. So we'll just use integers for sizes, even though we probably shouldn't. Okay, so this is our function. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, if we wanted to sum up all the elements, we would first declare a t, maybe called s, and initialize it to 0. I'll try to use more familiar practices with C++ here. And then maybe we'll have a loop that goes from I is 0, I is less than or equal to size, and then I plus plus. And in each iteration, we want to take S and increment it by the data at index I. At the end, we will return S. Okay, so this is our first version. It's not too bad. We'll visit every single element in our array. Now, if I wanted to make this recursive, okay, maybe I want this to be called sum1 or sum rec. Okay, we're still going to take in data and size. All right, now let's look at our base case. Suppose size is equal to 0. What should we return? Well, we should just return a default constructed T. Okay, now in newer version of C++, we can just say, hey, default construct whatever the type is. It'll automatically match this to call the constructor of whatever T is. But let's just explicitly call that. All right, so if size is 0, return T. Otherwise, what will we need to return? Well, we need to access our current element, so that will be data sub 0. And we will end up calling some rec, where we need to increment data and decrease our size. Now, this version is not tail recursive because each frame, when we call this function, is going to grab the first element that we had at data and say, hey, by the way, add this value to, and then a full recursive call. So we won't be able to leave sumrec, this outer call, until we complete all the inner calls. So this ends up being a problem for us, in that, again, we are limited to the amount of stack space. What we'd like to do is create a version that is recursive that essentially will give us code that is equivalent to the version that I've highlighted above. So how will we go about this? Well, we're going to start off everything with almost the exact same way. We're still going to return t, and I'm going to call this function sumTail, indicating that it's tail recursive. And I'm going to have some data, okay? And I'm going to have some size. Now, we can do one of two things here. We can either determine and just keep track of our sum, which might be equal to 0. Okay, let's see if we can write a version that where that's all we need. So if size is 0, we can return sum. Okay, now I should be consistent and careful here. I'm going to make sure all my versions look the same. You'll notice how here we return t. I should maybe initialize that to t as well. All right. So if size is 0, return sum. Otherwise, I might say, hey, I want to call sum tail here. And when we look at sum tail, what we need to do is observe that we need to pass in data, which we will increment, just like we did in our previous example. So let's say data plus 1. Our size will still decrease by 1. So again, so far this is exactly the same. The difference is that now we're going to be keeping track of sum as a state parameter. Okay, so if our old sum was sum, our new sum should be sum plus data sub 0. Okay, and just like that, we have created a tail recursive version of sumList in C or C++. Okay, now I'm going to copy this and paste this down here. I would like to show you another way we can look at this. If instead we kept track of some index I that was initially equal to 0, okay, we no longer need to change size. Okay, size will remain constant, and I will increase each time. And instead of comparing size equal to 0, we'll just ask if size is equal to I, and that's how we know we're done. Now, why would I want to say something like this? Well, if we look at our top example, our old for loop, let's copy this down here so we can see both the for loop version and the sum version at the same time. So let's look at the preconditions here. If we execute our loop, what must not be true? Or what must be true? So our break condition for our loop is when I is equal to size. Our break condition in our tail recursive version here is when size is equal to I. So we have the exact same terminating condition. Okay. What you will also notice is that in each loop iteration, we advance I. In the iterative version down here, we say I++ after each subsequent iteration. Right up here, we increment I. We say, hey, the parameter I will now become I plus 1. size remains constant. We're always keeping size the same. We're never modifying it, okay? And data, well, every single iteration of data, well, actually, we could leave this the same and instead say data sub I. So like this, we have actually translated it directly. So we leave data constant, we leave size constant, because in our original for loop version, we had these left to be constant, okay? And I ends up increasing by one each recursive call. Likewise, down here, with each loop iteration, I will increase by one. And then up above here, we have our sum being updated to sum plus data sub I. Down here within our loop, we have the sum being updated to being sum plus data sub I, okay? And finally, S ends up corresponding to our sum type. So if I wanted an exact parity, what I could do is rename sum to S. And just take a moment to look at these two versions, the tail recursive version here and the iterative version down below, and look at how similar they are. We have the exact same initialization for our sums. We have our sum being initialized to default construct T. We have our sum down in here being initialized to default construct T. Now, when we call this method, you'll see that we have I being defaulted to zero, okay? In our for loop, our initialization statement is I is equal to zero. Our terminating condition is when size is equal to I. Our loop will no longer execute when size equals I. In each loop iteration, we increment I. In each recursive call, we add one to I. Okay. In each recursive call, we advance our state, our sum state, by S plus data sub I. Down here in our iterative version, we add data sub I to S. So that ends up giving us our new state. This is almost exactly what we discussed in class. At least translating our for loops, our iterations, into pure functional representations. Okay. And then finally, once we have exited the loop, we will just return S. Likewise, when size is equal to I, we have exited our recursion and we can just return the accumulated value we obtained. And what's super cool about this is we can call these in the exact same way because we have defaulted the parameters in C++. Now in OCaml, we can't do that. That's where we're going to have our nested helper functions, okay? Make sure that you use let and then whatever you want to define, and then use in and then some expression, so that way you can use whatever you bound within the let expression, okay? So hopefully this helped you guys out. Hopefully it's not too confusing. If it is, I hope I can clarify any questions that you may have. So thank you for your time.